At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Youmans and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, the final round of the Circa College Hoops Challenge. Here it is, the next 60 minutes on VSiN. Wes Reynolds, Matt Youmans, and we are joined tonight by Rex Byers, lead odds maker at PlayUp USA, and he's in the hunt to win this contest. All right, Rex Byers joins us now, and let's take a look at the standings as we head into the final round. And by the way, everything's a fluid situation because we've all got five plays here in Thursday's first round and plenty of games not yet completed, so we have not updated the standings with today's results. But I can tell you, Wes, that nobody's made a big move yet on Will Hill, our leader, who is 23-11-1 against the spread going into Thursday's games. 4-2-1 on his bets, 23.5 points. Tim Murray, Jim Root, Aaron Moore, Rex Byers, Greg Peterson, myself, and Wes Reynolds all have a shot to track him down. But right now, everybody's chasing Will Hill, including Rex Byers, who was 20-15, 3-4 on his best bets going into Thursday. Rex, how are you feeling here about the first full day of action in the NCAA tournament?
It is what it is here. Good to be with you guys. A lot of the stuff that's happened has been surprising. I mean, how could you not be? One of the plays that I used today was Arizona, and you saw how that went. And, if you're taking any kind of these bracket things seriously, even in a one, there's two ways to play these brackets. One of them, you do it, if you have 30 people, friends and family, you go all chalk because they're the ones that are going to pick the dogs. If you're in one with 100,000 people or whatever, you try to find your long shots. And even in that one, I was still struggling to get out of that region with anybody besides Arizona if they had played up to their capability. But the bigs are soft, the coach isn't very good, and all that caught up to them today. And, that was probably the most surprising outcome, whereas I would say Furman beating Virginia would be, the least surprising based on everybody in the contest and their mom having the same side.
Yeah, Furman, a very popular play. Rex Byers had a winner with Furman +6, a loser with West Virginia -2, a winner with Texas -13, a loser with Arizona -14. And Rex, it's not looking too good for UNC Asheville, +18.5, getting pummeled by UCLA, but it's not over yet. You're 20-15 heading into today. Let's talk about your plays for Friday, and I'm going to tip it off here with Kentucky. You're going to play the Wildcats -4 against Providence. Why do you like Calipari laying the points here?
Begrudgingly on that side, I think I had about 8 games, and I had to cut it down to a point where, well, where do we go with here? And that was the last one that made the cut. You know, I wasn't allowed to use TCU tomorrow against Arizona State. They're going to beat them by like a million. But I've been against Arizona State, and there are people on Twitter who let me know about the last few nights. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. No, I really think Kentucky. I think Kentucky physically overwhelms Providence, and the fact that the coach for Providence is kind of rumored to be in the hunt for a couple other jobs doesn't help things. He really is a great coach, and that's one thing to keep Providence in the game. But my gut tells me Kentucky surely can't keep this going where they don't win a game in the first round or they don't make the tournament. The pressure's ratcheted up immensely. He's got a great recruiting class coming in next year. I think his job is safe for at least this one more year, no matter what this lifetime contract is that they talk about. But, you know, four just seems a little bit cheap to me. Based on the talent, there seems to be matchup edges for Kentucky all across the board. Providence hasn't been impressive away from home. They haven't beat anybody of any relevance in a couple months. The number to me should be closer to 6, 6.5. Obviously, the number to lay was anything close to 3 or 3.5 at open. But even at 4, that's as high as I would go. Still worth a look here tomorrow.
Another game on the number 4. By the way, the late night game in Albany tomorrow night. That is a number 13 seed Kent State against number 4 seed Indiana. Indiana laying 4 here in the contest. And look, I've heard a lot of support, Rex, for Kent State, and I can't necessarily say I disagree with it. I'm not going to be a homer here. I think that this is a tough out for the Hoosiers tomorrow.
Not anymore. It's not West. There's IU support today. It's 4.5 painted everywhere. So the number that I took in the contest was bad. This 3 for Kent State, his name is Sincere Carey. You will remember who he is tomorrow. And this other kid, Malik Jacobs, too, a very good player as well. IU has the 2 best players on the court. Let's start with the negatives first, and let's say what IU can do. They obviously have an NBA-ready kid at guard, which hasn't happened as a freshman for them for a long, long time. And they have a kid that's capable of a triple-double inside. You know, that Kent State might have trouble with. I sort of underestimated some of these teams that are 15-2, 14-3 types in the past, and including today, where they just don't have a guy that can stop this other guy. Now, I don't know if Kent State's in that spot or not. I think that there's enough size. I mean, you got a kid that's 6'8", you got another kid that's 6'7", that's going to give them some minutes. They go about 7 deep. But I think if they stay out of foul trouble, they'll be okay. And, you know, I sort of have some ghosts in my mind, the Mac of me, the Ball State grad in me, where I went to watch Kent State beat Pitt and then IU beat Duke at the Rupp Arena back in 22, mm-hmm. I think it was, one of the best nights of my life. And then, you know, I had a pretty monster Kent State position for me at the time. I was brokered in 2 jokes. And Indiana hit about 87% from 3 that night and went to the Final 4. I thought Kent State played about as good as they could play, and they still weren't ever to have a sniff. I don't think that's the case in this game. Talent-wise, I think Kent State's the better team. I think that the top 3 MAC teams are all very, very good, Akron, Toledo, and Kent. You know, whoever was going to get out of there was going to be a tough spot. And I can't even begin to explain. I was talking to my dad, and he's an IU guy, a night guy. And when the IU popped up there as a 4, I said, they're going to throw Kent State. I just knew it. Like, I had a gut feeling said they're going to throw Kent State right underneath them, and they did. And I was like, well, sorry, Pops. It's a one and done for the Hoosiers. And I really think that way. And like I said, one of the brackets, if you had the money to do it and you had the balls to do it, I think Kent State going to the Final 4 is the right play. I think I can see a path there to them if they get past IU to win the next game. They'll be close to a pick 'em against Drake or maybe +2 against Miami of Florida, depending if the Miami big kid plays or not. And then, you know, Houston has to win this game, but they'll probably be the next team. And they only beat Kent State the first time when they played them down there by 5. I mean, Charleston beat them by 2 on the road. Gonzaga beat them by 7 on the road. They had 2 losses to Akron and Ball State on the road in the league. The one loss to Northern was a total asterisk, lost by 10 down there. That's the throwout. You get one mulligan a year. But the 28-6, they belong. They're better than the 13, and they're going to win this game.
All right, Rex Byers, head of wagering at PlayUp USA. He's on Kent State +4, Kentucky -4. We use DraftKings and Circa numbers in this contest. And, Rex, let's move on to Kansas State. Last year, Montana State got bombed by Texas Tech by 35 points in the first round. You think Kansas State's going to lay it on the Bobcats here? K-State -8.5.
More of that. K-State and over in that game. I watched Montana State twice last week, the inevitable – the guy from Scottsburg,
Joe Cravens, Cowboy Joe.
Yeah, Cravens. He called those games in that league last week in Boise, and I watched that double overtime fist fight against Weber. They got out of, and then I watched them play Northern Arizona in the final. Northern Arizona was a 9-win team in the regular season, and they were life and death to get the money there at the very end. I think it fell right on the number. I'm not impressed with Montana State. They had a couple of dudes from England inside, kind of big guys, dorks. I think Kansas State coach is pretty good at what he's doing. They got a pretty talented squad. The X factor is they haven't been there. There's a lot of newbies, transfers, et cetera. But, you know, bottom line is the talent's there. They're going to want to run. They're going to want to get up and down. So K-State minus the points and over 139 was my best bet in this thing. It's a double dip on Kansas State. They're going to go for at least 85, maybe 90.
All right. Yeah. Rex Byer's best bet is actually Montana State, K-State over 139, Wes.
They won't be hosting Rex for tea over there at 10 Downing Street anytime soon with him besmirching our friends from the United Kingdom.
Dorks and goofs? Is that what he
does? Dorks and goofs.
Okay.
You called Usu's in a goofball a couple years ago, Matty.
All right, let's.
All right, Rex. Final play here: 11 versus 6. North Carolina State against Creighton. Creighton's a team I like to maybe do some damage here in this tournament, but you're not going to go ahead and pick a side here. You're going to go ahead with the total.
I don't think North Carolina State's defense is good enough to stop Creighton, given that I think Creighton wants to get up and down. I don't think NC State's going to want to stop that. But the contest number was 48.5, and you know, it's just the gut in me says this is one of those games that they really can get going. It's at altitude at Denver, which worries me a little bit if there's some bad shooting early. But there's obviously fouls with the point spread being the way it is, possible overtime, plenty of ways to get there. We've seen some of that in some of these other games that have been played today. To me, Creighton's good for at least 80, 85. And, you know, if that's the case, then anything less than 150 seems to be right.
All right. Do you agree with Wes? You think Creighton can make a run now? Arizona's been knocked out of that South region.
I do. That was the roadblock there in terms of getting somewhere. I actually had to sit there and pause for cause. When I was looking, someone said, do you give Creighton a shot? I said, if it wasn't in the same region as Arizona, I'd say, yeah, they probably have a pretty good crack. But, yeah, it's kind of opened up for them and Baylor both. I mean, ever who gets out of that Sunday, assuming that both those two teams make it to Sunday in Denver, they're going to probably get Missouri or Princeton. I mean, how could you not like that matchup? Either one of them teams will be favored in that game, so.
All right.
You know, take your best shots and get a crack at most likely Bama and see what happens.
That's Rex Byers. At one point in life, he was broker than two jokes, and now he's got more money than he ever dreamed of. Right, Rex?
One of the things is true. The second one, not quite so much.
All right, man. Nice job in the contest, and good luck here closing it out strong.
Yeah, it would have been great if everybody would have went 31-4 the week before when I went 3-2 and I lost ground to everybody. But, you know, it is what it is. It was a fun time, and I appreciate you having me, buddy.
All right, thanks. Rats Rex Byers. Follow him on Twitter at Rex_Byers, BEYERS. He's very conservative with his tweets. Doesn't have much to say on Twitter, but follow him anyway.
Yes, absolutely. We'll see what he has comments for the second halves. By the way, we have two games now at halftime. UCLA 46-25 over UNC Asheville. Bruins -5.5 for the second half, and then Penn State 38-22.
The last 2 weeks in this contest, the Circuit College Hoops Challenge, the contestants won a combined 70-30 against the spread. Pretty good.
Yeah.
And the last week we had it, week 7, I think we had 4 contestants, including you, that went 5-0 against the number. So that helped obviously boost that record. All right, we'll take a quick break. Rex is the only contest guest we have on tonight, but we've got 9 more contestants, including Wes and myself, and 5 best bets from everybody. 45 more picks to come in this hour. This is the Circa College Hoops Challenge. Stay tuned.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get everything you need to bet the madness. Only $19. VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to daily best bets, betting splits, the bracket guides, breakdowns on all 68 teams. Not all those teams are still left in the field, but you get plenty for your money. $19, vsin.com/subscribe. All right, back here on the Circa College Hoops Challenge. And if you are a VSIN Pro subscriber, you get all the picks in an email overnight, all the picks in this contest. And Wes, who's having a really good Thursday? It looks like Wes Reynolds might be in line for a good Thursday if you can get a couple of positive results here late tonight. Greg Hoops Peterson, I believe, has 3 wins in the bank. What about our leader, Will Hill? 23-11-1 going into today. I think he might be in danger of going 2-3.
Well,
is that right?
2-2 split so far with the best bet winner. Had laid it with the Houston Cougars. That was a popular play, by the way, in the contest here late. So we'll see if Houston can get home. Northern Kentucky's giving him a big battle.
You talking about Will Hill?
Yes.
2-2 with Houston pending?
Yes. Yeah, we've got several with Houston pending. Aaron Moore, Jim Root, Tim Murray, all with Houston late night here.
All right, so maybe Will Hill leaving the door cracked open for somebody to come in and steal the championship on Friday in the final round. We got 5 more plays from the Friday card coming, and let's start with Will Hill and take a look what he is playing for the final round of this contest on Friday. Kennesaw State, +12.5. And Wes, you talked about Kennesaw this week. I know you like this team, and you think he's probably on the right side here taking the points with Kennesaw against Xavier?
I do. I don't have the best number because some money did come in on Xavier. That doesn't mean it's the right money. I mean, you never really know. But 12.5 pretty much painted. I saw as high as 13 earlier this week. But look, this Kennesaw team is pretty athletic, you know. And Xavier, of course, down Fremantle. They still got the big guy, Nungy. But, yeah, I thought that this number was a little bit big. I think they could absolutely give a scare to Xavier.
All right, Will Hill on Kennesaw plus 12.5. Another double-digit dog. He's on UC Santa Barbara plus 10.5 against Baylor. Do you like that play or not?
I do. I played a little UCSB at 10.5. Baylor doesn't look good at the end of the year, and their defense has been absolutely terrible.
Does Gaucho's coach Joe Pastrnak have enough here? I agree with you. The Baylor guards have gone cold in terms of shooting. The defense has been shoddy, and the Bears got beat by Iowa State twice late in the season. This is not one of the best UC Santa Barbara teams I've seen over the past 15 years. But I think the Gauchos can hang in here. I did not play this yet, but I think you took the points with the Gauchos, right?
I did.
Yeah. Okay, also for Will Hill, he's got Montana State plus 8.5. I'm a little skeptical about this dog because I've watched the Bobcats. I don't think they're very good. They got crushed last year in the tournament in the first round by Texas A&M, 97-62. Do you think the Bobcats can hang with the K-State Wildcats?
I actually do, too. I am on Montana State. I took them 9 earlier in the week, now seeing some 8. Now, you worry about Montana State because, obviously, they got beat by Texas Tech last year by 35. But I think this is a little bit of a different team. This is a Kansas State team with a lot of transfers, but maybe not a lot of experience as a unit in terms of being in the postseason. I would expect a better showing, at least, from the Bobcats their second time around.
Okay, Will Hill, also on Florida Atlantic plus 2. It seems a lot of people are almost automatically advancing Memphis in the bracket in this matchup.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so sure.
You're one of the guys who think the Owls are going to show up for a fight here.
Yeah, I absolutely think so. It's kind of a little bit upsetting, the fact that they put these two teams together here in the first round, because I think both of these two teams could have absolutely won a game and maybe even 2 games. Not that they still can't, but obviously looking at Purdue in a second round matchup, but 2 really good teams here. Dusty May's done a terrific job with FAU. They're very athletic, so I don't think that the athleticism gap is going to be maybe what people think it's going to be. And plus, you have a Memphis team that did just come out winning a conference championship for the first time under Penny Hardaway. So this is, I think, the 8-9 game that everybody was looking forward to most.
Okay, also for Will Hill, he's got a third double-digit dog on Friday, and that's Vermont plus 11. The Catamounts, a play you endorse too or no?
I did play Vermont at 11.5 and 12.
You like all of Will Hill's plays here. You liked all 5 plays.
I do like all of these. You know, hope maybe we get some more dogs tomorrow. You know, which day is always going to be the upset day? We always ask. Of course, on Thursday, we've had our fair share already.
Vermont and Marquette. So, Will Hill, here we go. Here's a recap of his plays. The leader in the contest as we go into Friday's final round. Will Hill has Kennesaw State plus 12.5, UCSB plus 10.5, Montana State plus 8.5, Florida Atlantic plus 2, and Vermont plus 11. 5 dogs for Will Hill in the final round. Let's go to Wes Reynolds, break down your best bets. We'll start with Kent State, Indiana, under 140.5.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a defensive game here. With what Kent State runs, they're just as physical. I think that they're going to try to out-tough Indiana, really. And we'll see if Indiana allows them to do that. But Kent State is not going to be bashful. They're going to play very physical defense. Sincere Carey can be a little bit of a tough cover. He's not the best shooter. Obviously had that 2-for-22 earlier this season against Houston. Even though Kent State, you know, 1 possession game in the final minute with those teams. So
49-44 that Kent State Houston game.
Yeah. So I think that this is going to be a little bit of a slower tempo game. I think Kent State, Malik Jacobs can guard Jalen Hood-Schifino. Kent State really good at ball screen defense. So, look, Indiana's going to have to shoot some threes, and Indiana, even though they make a decent clip, they don't shoot enough of them. So, Kent State's not going to back down to the moment. They play a very swarming style of defense like Kelvin Sampson and Houston plays. They also trap the post a lot, so they're going to try to trap and double Trace Jackson-Davis, and that ball's got to be out of there, and Indiana's got to be able to reset and run a second action. And that's been difficult for them at times this season.
And it looks like Trace Jackson Davis is kind of tired late in the season. He's had to carry that offense. And Jalen Hood-Schifino, after that monster performance against Purdue when he had 34 points, what, he shoot 14 for 24 from the field?
Mm-hmm.
He has not played that great since that game. He did hit a big three against Michigan.
Yes.
To help that comeback. Big win for the Hoosiers in Bloomington there. I'm on Kent State plus the points in that game. You are playing this under 140.5.
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about these games, so briefly – UC Santa Barbara plus 10.5, Montana State plus 8.5, two common plays you have with Will Hill.
Yeah, and look, Kansas State, I don't want to say, I don't think they're overrated necessarily, but I think that this is one that people are not really giving the underdog a chance, but I'll tell you who's giving them a chance is the market. You know, and I don't think that that's exactly, you know, your casual Joe better that's betting Kansas State or betting Montana State here. I think this is a pretty solid team, and one of the things that they do as well as anybody in the country is they get into the foul line. Fifth highest free throw rate nationally for Montana State, and Kansas State fouls. They hack a lot. They're very aggressive defensively, so they're going to put this team on the line a lot.
All right, let's move on. Wes Reynolds' fourth play. I was a little bit surprised you played this one, but not that I disagree. You're playing Pitt plus 4 against Iowa State, and Pitt advanced a really ugly offensive performance in the first four.
Yeah, ugly to say the least. Pitt, by the way, was the only Division I team in the last 25 seasons to score 60 or less points, shoot 35% or worse on two-pointers, 60% or worse on free throws, get out-rebounded by 20 or more, and yet still won the game.
Yeah.
And yet it still won that game over Mississippi State, which shows you how anemic their offense is. D1 teams, I believe, over the last 25 years that had these same numbers, 0-348. So, you know, you're saying, oh, well, Pitt got lucky. Yeah, perhaps. But I think that that carries over to the second game. And we always see an 11 tend to knock out a 6 here of one of those teams that play in Dayton. Now, is it going to be Arizona State against TCU tomorrow on Friday? Or is it going to be Pitt and Iowa State? Market has come in on Iowa State, though, 4.5, 5, so I'm not getting the best of the number. But I think this Clones team, I'm not really that impressed. I know they got Baylor twice in the season, one in Waco and then one in the Big 12 tournament. But I don't know. I don't know about this Iowa State team. They go through some real offensive droughts.
I think you have the coaching advantage with Pitt. Let's get to your best bet. You got time to break this down. Providence, Kentucky, under 144.5. Why do you like the Friars and Wildcats to stay under?
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a defensive game here. Of course, the Bryce Hopkins revenge game narrative for the Friars. But, you know, Kentucky's perimeter defenders, I think, will be able to stay in front of the guards on the dribble, Bynum and Carter. And Kentucky, look, they were banged up in the SEC tournament. Toppin had a back injury. Frederick played limited minutes. But I think Sevier Wheeler is going to be back. He's more of a help defensively than he is offensively at this standpoint, because Providence will just sag off him and let him shoot. So I think this is going to be a low-scoring game here. This is going to be in like the low to mid-60s.
All right, there you see it. Wes Reynolds, 5 plays for the Circa College Hoops Challenge. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to show you what Greg Hoops Peterson has on tap for the final round here on VSiN tonight.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, back here on the Circuit College Hoops Challenge, live from Las Vegas as we head to the final round. BetRivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing the exclusive BetRivers Squares. Place a qualifying bet, you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use, terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. All right, back here at the Circus Sportsbook. And let's continue with the contest with Greg Hoops Peterson, who's going to be on VSiN later tonight, the Greg Peterson Experience in Hoops. Working, he's got 3 wins in the bank in the eighth week, round eight, as we head to the final round. And here we go with Greg and his five plays in the final round. How about Memphis minus 1.5 against Florida Atlantic? And, Wes, you're one of the guys who thinks that this is not going to be so easy and that the Owls are going to show up here and give Memphis a fight. We talked with Dan Dockich on the show tonight. He talked about Kendrick Davis being one of the best guards in the country that nobody really talks about. And Memphis did beat Houston to win the conference tournament. Do you think this is going to be a down-to-the-wire type of game that Florida Atlantic should not be overlooked?
Well, I do, and that's the reason why I haven't bet this game, and I don't plan on it. And, you know, obviously an in-game opportunity or second half could come up. But these are two teams I actually wanted to bet, but they got paired up against each other in the 8-9 game. So, you know, I know this is Dusty May's first time with FAU and perhaps his last if he gets a bigger job here in the offseason, but this was a coin flippy game to me, really. I know Memphis, you know, the more talented team, probably the more athletic team. Look, I have Memphis like power rated as like a 5 seed. And I have Florida Atlantic, I think they should have been like a 7 seed. Mm-hmm. And they end up being in the 8-9 game. So these are two teams that I think are better than the selection committee did. So I stayed off of this one.
Okay. Memphis minus 1.5, the first play for Greg Hoops-Peterson. He's also on USC plus 2. And I talked about how my number actually favored USC here. But I haven't bet it yet because I'm not crazy about betting against Tom Izzo. But I don't disagree with Greg's play here. In fact, I kind of like his first two plays. Memphis minus 1.5, USC plus 2. Did you bet a side in the USC-Michigan State game?
I did not.
No.
I did not. I kind of think – I really think it would be better for these two teams if it was kind of a track meet to get up and down. We'll see if that happens. This is, by the way, the early game, much like we saw with West Virginia and Maryland being the early game, low-scoring first half. That might be what we get tomorrow.
Okay. How about Kentucky minus 3.5 against Providence? Greg got a better number than Rex Byers. All contestants had to submit their plays on Wednesday, DraftKings and Circa numbers. Greg's got Kentucky minus 3.5. Greg is also playing Creighton minus 5, and that's a side I know you like. Creighton, a 5-point favorite against NC State.
Yeah, I didn't bet the side, but obviously I have Creighton coming out of that South region and upsetting Alabama to get to the Final Four. NC State's defense, I just think, against an efficient team in the half court, even though Creighton has been a little bit better defensively than they have offensively this year, Creighton really can execute, and they've got very good guards, and they don't turn the ball over very often. So I think NC State, look, they're going to try to make it a track meet, and they're going to try to press, but this is a Creighton team that's smart with the basketball, takes very good shots, so I think the Blue Jays move on.
And I know you like Greg's best bet, Kennesaw State plus 12.5, and what makes Kennesaw dangerous against Xavier?
Yeah, I would like it better if I had a better number and had that 12.5 or even that 13 that came out. It did get bet up. And look, Xavier defensively, they defended really well in the Big East tournament, but I don't know if they have necessarily turned it around. I don't necessarily believe in Xavier's defense. I just think that maybe they had some bad shooting regression with the opponents that they played. So, you know, just looking at this, Kennesaw, as you know, is very athletic, and they, you know, they switch up a lot of defense. They take a lot of corner threes. I don't think that this is necessarily an easy draw for Xavier. Four out, one in, basically, mm-hmm. is the motion that they run. Really good motion offense. They're well coached. They can shoot. They like to get those corner threes. Abdur-Rahim was the coach under Tom Crean, so yeah. That's what they run offensively, and I think they'll be able to hit him against Xavier.
All right, so that wraps it up for Greg Hoops-Peterson. Again, Kennesaw State, his best bet. Let's take a look at Jim Root. He's from Three Man Weave and also the Field of 68, which is a good follow on Twitter if you're into college hoops. At Second Chance Points, that's where you find Jim Root on Twitter. He is 21-13-1 going into Thursday's action. 1-5-1 on his best bets, and he's going to drop to 1-6-1 because he laid a big number with Houston. So Jim really needs to sweep the board here to have a shot because he's not going to have the tiebreaker working in his favor. Jim Root's plays, Drake plus 2, Iona plus 9.5. Let's just start there, Wes, because I like Drake. I know you like Drake. That's the Drake-Miami matchup. I'm also on Iona. I'm a little bit concerned about the Gales getting beat up around the basket. I think UConn is going to be a lot stronger on the front line, even though Iona's guards, I think, can hang with UConn and probably outplay UConn's guards. I'll take a bunch of points with Rick Pitino. What do you say here about Drake plus two, Iona plus 9.5?
Well, I'm on Drake, a little bit better of a number, but
it was three and a half early in the week.
Yeah, I think they can knock out Miami. Omer, the big kid, I believe, is going to play. They're going to see if that's going to if they're swelling overnight, is what Jim Larrañaga has said earlier today at the shoot around. But look, Drake, we talked about them. They got four seniors. And then the best player is Tucker DeVries, the coach's son, the Missouri Valley Player of the Year. So you get this senior-laden team that finally kind of breaks through. I think this is the time for Drake. Miami defensively can be very hit or miss. They like to get in an up-tempo game. I think Drake can run with Miami, so I'm on that Drake side. And then the second play with the I did not bet this game as of yet with Iona and UConn. I'm a little lukewarm laying UConn necessarily because – the one kind of elixir that, you know, that could maybe, you know, end UConn's chances is they can be a little bit loose with the basketball. They're a very good rebounding team. They're very efficient offensively, fifth best in the country. But turnover percentage, 18.9%, that's 236. That is not a recipe, at least in that stat, for a national title contender. But, you know, I worry about Iona down low. I think that they could be they might be a little bit too small, and you're going to see Sanogo get what he wants down low.
Yeah, that's the big concern if you're taking the points with Iona, like I am too. Jim Root on Drake plus two, Iona plus 9.5. He's also on Purdue minus 23 against Fairleigh Dickinson. I'm not going to lay that big number here, but again, it's Zach Edey and the Boilermakers against the smallest team in Division One, but none of the top nine players. For Fairleigh Dickinson, taller than 6'6", right?
Yeah, let me give you their starters. 5'8", 5'9", 6'3", 6'4", 6'6". Tallest player, I believe, on the roster, at least of the guys that they play in that regular rotation, Tobin Anderson, the head coach there, 6'6". So that's what Fairleigh Dickinson is going to do, and you saw it in the Tuesday night first four game. They're going to press and try to get turnovers. That's the only way that they can compete. You know, even if they triple team Zach Edey, what, you got a bunch of 6'6 guys, you can just shoot it over to the top of them, little baby hook, or you can kick it out to shooters, and we'll see if Purdue can knock them down. This is a favorite I would be leaning to. I don't think I'm going to lay it, but I certainly wouldn't be taking it.
Okay. Also for Jim Root, Creighton minus 5. We've talked about that one. And best bet for Root, Arizona State TCU over 140.5. Sun Devils were hot as hell in the first four, shooting the three. I think they were, 11 for 21?
11 or 21, or actually that was Nevada. Yeah, 11 for 21 from the three.
Both teams were 11 for 21.
Yeah,
right?
So you're thinking, okay, is there going to be regression? Perhaps, but this is going to be a tempo game as well. This is, you know, TCU wants to get out and run. And I think actually without Eddie Lampkin there, who's now transferred to Texas Tech, that doesn't clog it up a little bit, so that opens the floor a little bit more for Mike Miles and TCU. So I don't necessarily disagree on the over.
Okay, that's Jim Root and his five plays. Let's take a look at Danielle Alvari before the break. And I think Danielle's having a decent day in the contest on Thursday. She is on Drake plus two, VCU plus four, UConn minus 9.5, Gonzaga minus 15.5, and her best bet is Kennesaw State plus 12.5. And, wow, Kennesaw is really popular. Danielle, Hoops Peterson, Wes Reynolds, you guys like this Kennesaw State team?
Yeah, it surprises me. I didn't use Kennesaw in the contest, though, but I do have a bet, albeit at a worse number.
All right, Aaron Moore. Let's go ahead and take a look at Aaron Moore's plays here before the break, and I know he's looking to bounce back, not having a great day because his best bet was Arizona. He's very disappointed in the Wildcats. Aaron Moore also on Kennesaw, plus 11.5. Pittsburgh plus 4. He agrees with you on the Panthers. Memphis minus 1.5. He's on Kent State, Indiana, over 139.5. And the best bet for Aaron Moore, VSiN contributor, sports media professor at Rider University. Aaron Moore's best bet, Michigan State minus 2. So he's putting his faith in Tom Izzo as his best bet tomorrow. Hey, thanks to Al Scaliot of Brooklyn's Best Pizza and Pasta. Brought the pizza in for the crew again tonight. And we're going to take a look at the best bet standings here in the Circuit College Hoops Challenge when we come back here in a few minutes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, visit VSiN.com to check the betting splits data. If you want to know where the money and the bets are moving in every game, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. Did I call those betting spits? Splits. Okay. Betting splits. Another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. What did the betting splits say today on Louisiana, Tennessee, and Northern Kentucky, Houston?
I do not know, but I know this did close 12, actually, Tennessee. Uh-huh. So, I mean, this moved, you know, I laid it early in the week at 10 and did not expect that this was going to be a one-score game with 19 seconds left to go.
Yeah, Vols going to sweat this one out against Louisiana, and there's a final. Houston survived 63-52, so the Cougars do not cover, and that's going to hurt a couple guys in the contest. I think Will Hill and Jim Root both laid the points with the Cougars.
Yeah, Tim Murray as well was on the Cougars, so that is not going to get there. I may be splitting my two late here because Tennessee is obviously not going to cover.
Ooh.
And Penn State, look, still plenty of time, 10 minutes left to go, but looking pretty good here. If they keep shooting the three like that, they're going to win more than one game in the NCAA tournament.
Penn State up 20 with 10 minutes to go. All right, let's get to the best bet standings in the Circuit College Hoops Challenge. And we did not update these for Thursday's games. We'll do that tonight. We'll have updated numbers on all the records and the contestants and the best bets when we get here for the Friday show. Will Hill will be a guest on the Friday show with us here tomorrow night. Aaron Moore and myself had the top best bet records going into today. I won my best bet with Auburn, and I believe he lost his best bet with Arizona. So 6-2 right now. I've got the best bet record in this contest. Will Hill was right there at 4-2-1, and this is used as the tiebreaker if we have a tie at the end of Friday's final round. Rex Byers, Tim Murray, Wes Reynolds, Paul Stone right there at 3-4. And you can see the full Circuit College Hoops Challenge standings on our website, vsin.com. And again, big thanks to Al Scalia, the owner of Brooklyn's Best Pizza and Pasta, for sponsoring the best bet portion of the Circa Friday Football Invitational and the Circa College Hoops Challenge. Al also owns Dom DeMarco's, which is out on West Charleston out by the Red Rock. If you're out there, get a chance to stop by. That's one of Brent Musburger's favorite stops, Dom DeMarco's. Brooklyn's best right here downtown on Charleston. Let's get to the final three contestants here we haven't talked about tonight. The top five plays for Tim Murray. And Tiny Tim is alive with a shot to win this contest. Host of VSiN Primetime at the number one Tim Murray on Twitter. He's going to lay the number with Purdue. You said it would be favorite or pass for you. Purdue minus 23 against Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah, and look, Fairleigh Dickinson, obviously, that coach, Tobin Anderson, he's not going to tell his team, yeah, fellas, I think we're going to get our butts kicked and our brains beat in. But he was saying, hey, you know, that camera was rolling the video. Hey, I think we can beat these guys. Be careful what you wish for because you're going to have it tomorrow evening in Columbus.
Purdue minus 23, Memphis minus 1.5. Now Tim's going to play three dogs. Montana State plus 8.5, Arizona State plus 5.5, and the best bet for Tim Murray, Drake plus 2. Now let's talk about this just for a minute, Wes, because you're not getting the best of the number with Drake at this point, but I think we all have a sense that Drake's got a great shot to win this game outright against Miami. And how do you feel about the Arizona State matchup? Sun Devils getting 5.5 last night, 5.5 against TCU.
Gosh, I don't really know, Matt, because I think an 11 seed is going to advance, but is it going to be Arizona State or is it going to be Pitt? I chose the Pitt option. Look, ASU, I mean, are they going to shoot like they did? They had a chance to hang 100 last night. Didn't quite get it done, but they had a chance. I mean, they were hitting everything. And, you know, we were talking about that with Coach Dokic earlier. Best we've seen Arizona State play in like 3 years.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, are they going to be able to do it? Because they're so erratic. That was a team, by the way, that lost to Texas Southern in the regular season. We saw that Texas Southern team the other night. So you never want to let one game cloud your judgment. But, Right. Gee, that team didn't look very impressive. It's like, how the hell did they lose to that team?
I know.
Like, are you kidding me?
I watched Arizona State lose at home to Utah.
Yes.
You know, not that long ago. But, hey, it's all about getting hot at the right time, too, right? And the Sun Devils were scorching hot in the first four in Dayton. I wonder, Wes, is it going to be a situation where you have three-point shooting regression for Arizona State? Or is this a team, we've seen this happen before, a team gets hot in the first four and goes to the Sweet 16. Is this a team with momentum that can win a few games?
Yeah, that's what you wonder because we've seen this happen before. We saw VCU. Remember, they ran it all the way to the Final Four.
How about UCLA? UCLA went from the first four to the Final Four.
And that team was not good at all. And they had to survive overtime, I think, against Michigan State.
Yeah, right.
So that's why I kind of liked Pitt a little bit because they got a scare against Mississippi State. That was a wide-open three in the corner. And, of course, the worst three-point shooting team in the country isn't going to make a wide-open three.
All right, those are Tim Murray's plays, and he is 21-13-1 against the spread. Nice job by Tim in this contest. He did have a winner today with San Diego State, minus 5. Got fortunate with two free throws at the end.
Yeah, we both did on that one, so we don't ask any questions.
You know who got stuck with a loser on that? Paul Stone. That was his best bet, Charleston plus 5. That's a tough one to take. Paul's had some bad luck in this contest.
It was a really weird thing, too, because it felt like San Diego State, you know, they controlled the game, but yet you feel like you got a bad beat with Charleston. Because they were right there in the situation. Because sometimes you look at the numbers and the situation dictated that Charleston should have got that cover.
That's not the worst beat I've ever seen, but it was a questionable foul on a three-pointer with about a minute to go.
It was at least a tough beat. I don't know, a bad beat, tough beat, whatever you
want to
define
it. You just hate to see the foul called with 0.7 seconds left when it's a four-point game. The game's over.
Yeah.
Just let the game end.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to Paul Stone and his plays here. In the contest, he is on. He's going to lay it with Marquette. Marquette minus 10.5 against Vermont.
I think Paul has Marquette winning the whole bundle.
Does he?
Per our Ray Vegas Review Journal deal that we are in, tiebreaker is national champion, and Paul picked Marquette.
Okay, he's laying the 10.5 with Marquette against Vermont, so he's opposite of Will Hill on that one. Paul is on Kent State plus 4, VCU plus 4. Baylor minus 10.5, and his best bet, Kansas State minus 8.5. So he's going to lay it against that Montana State team. Professional sports bettor out of Texas at Paul Stone Sports. 13-22 going into Thursday. Like I said, he'd probably admit not his best handicapping, but he's had some bad luck, including that Charleston loser today, too. Here are my five plays for the final round of the contest. And, Wes, the first one I'm going to mention is the fifth play I put in. I really debated this one. I played Memphis minus 1.5. I don't love it, but it's my fifth play here. Memphis minus 1.5 against Florida Atlantic. The rest I like a little bit better. Drake plus 2, VCU plus 4, Iona plus 9.5, and the best bet, Kent State plus 4 against Indiana. I really think that Golden Flashes Hoosiers game is going to go to the wire.
Yeah, we'll have it on tomorrow night right here on VSiN tonight. So you get to see an upset Wes Reynolds if the Hoosiers look like garbage, which kind of worries me that they might.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's going to be a hell of a matchup between those teams. I mean, if Trace Jackson Davis and Jalen Hood-Schifino, you do have the best two players on the floor. So you should have the best. Sincere Carey is pretty good, the point guard for Kent. The one game we really haven't talked much about, VCU-St. Mary's. I think this is a tough draw for the Gaels. They go to Albany, New York to play this game against a VCU team that likes to press. I'm not sure the Gaels guards can handle it.
You haven't been high on this St. Mary's team either.
I've been betting against St. Mary's a lot in some of the big games. I think the team's been overrated. I took VCU plus 4. I noticed you did not play this game, right?
I have not as of yet. I'm going to look at here in the overnight and see what I want to add tomorrow. But look, VCU, I mean, they're going to try to press St. Mary's. Of course, that's what they do. They run a little modified havoc here with Mike Rhodes. And we saw Gonzaga in the West Coast Conference Tournament press St. Mary's, and St. Mary's didn't know what to do. Yep. They were absolutely confused. Gonzaga ate them alive. Actually, it was the first half of the regular season finale where they first did that three-quarter court trap. BYU, by the way, also did that against St. Mary's in the semifinals here at the Orleans and got right back into the game, made it like a two-possession game a couple seconds ago.
All right, if I get a winner with Penn State tonight, which I should, they are up 23 with 8 minutes to go.
I think we should.
That's going to be a 3-2 day for me. It would put me at 22-18 in the contest and 6-2 on the best bets. All right, the final round of the Circa College Hoops Challenge is going to be Friday. You have all the plays up tonight on the website, vsin.com. Also, check on Twitter at vsin live. Wes, best of luck on Friday, and I'll see you in here tomorrow night. We'll be watching Kent State and Indiana go head-to-head.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thanks to Dan Dockich, Brent Musburger, and Rex Byers, the guest on tonight's show. We'll see you tomorrow night. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.